Hey everyone, it's Andy Cattison, host of Band Central Radio on WPKN. This time we got a great podcast. We're going to be talking to my co-host Rob Fried about the Center for Family Justice. We're going to be talking about truth and what matters right now, including Black Lives Matter. We're going to be playing some great music, including a new track from John Fogerty. And you know, man, there's a little bit of personality here. There's lots of back and forth. And we hope, just like always, that you tune into this show, you find something you like, and you go for it. Because we went for it, and now you get a chance to listen. Check out the latest podcast from Band Central right here on WPKN's Podcast Place. Hey, welcome to Band Central Radio here on WPKN 89.5 in Bridgeport and listening live on WPKN.org. This is Andy Cattison, and our show is an hour of music, talk, insights, and information. We call it infotainment. Happy summer. At Band Central, we show up, get down, and do good. And we'd like to sort of say we serve as an engine for possibilities. We produce themed concerts. We have this radio show. We now host a vibrant social media presence. Experience Band Central on Facebook and experiencebandcentral.com, where there's a lot of great content that you might want to check out. We work with, advise, and platform nonprofits who are doing good in the community. That includes working with the Center for Family Justice, Simply Smiles, Clasp Homes, Sterling House, the Cardinal Sheehan Center, and our very own WPKN, to name a few. We like doing this. It's important work. It gets us out of ourselves, gets us out of our heads and into the conversation that needs to be had about what's going on around us. We like to do themed shows. Today's theme, the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. The full quote, as rendered in the King James Bible, reads, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It's inscribed on the main building of the University of Texas. The famous variant is attributed to Gloria Steinem. The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. And that's what we're going to be dealing with today. Joining our conversation is my co-host, still working remotely, the founder of Band Central, Mr. Rob Fried, and we'll catch up on some good things as Rob fills us in on what's going on with Band Central, and this includes an update of a very special virtual hangout to benefit the Center for Family Justice this Thursday, June 25th. Those guys are dealing with some important and tough issues, and we are banding together to help them raise $10,000. Okay, whew. So truth. Let's start. My relationship ended last year, and recently my ex went public with her spiritual partner. She can't just have a new BF. Kind of feels strange. I'm getting over it. Since the guy looks like a cave-dwelling yoga surfer dude, I don't really know how I feel about it. More on that later. Truth. COVID. Opening up. Trump rally. Big mistake. No masks. Not good. Not a great turnout. The guy had a sweat stash going the whole time. I'm just going to say that thing is coming off the rails, and I can't say I'm upset about it. But as critical as this pandemic has been, there's another truth out there that is hitting hard and real, and right now it's human rights, and everybody knows that, black rights, racism, the institutional slaughter of Americans because of the color of their skin is not acceptable, and it can't happen. Black lives matter. Yeah, not all lives matter. It's a simple algorithm. Pence, listen, if you're listening, all lives, of course, matter, buddy. But not saying black lives matter is code for black lives don't matter. And that's not going to fly. And if he doesn't know that, he's a bigger idiot than we thought. And he's an idiot anyway. Listen, I'm a Jew, and we have a pretty good idea that Jews don't matter and are pretty much hated around the world, probably as much, if not more, than anyone. Anti-Semites know no geographic border, and have been around since the time of baby Jesus. But here and now, the truth is this: Black Lives Matter and have become the most important cause to celebrate how much human rights does matter. During the pandemic, I've sort of spent a bunch of time trolling content on YouTube, mostly music. One of my favorite artists, John Fogerty, has been performing in quarantine with his family, Shane, Tyler, and Kelsey, and they joined their dad covering songs, mostly from John's actual repertoire. They also cover other music, and I found something great, a video yesterday, and man, it took me to a place where I knew my heart needed to be. So up next, I'll be joined by Rob Fried to talk about the Center for Family Justice, give us a Band Central update and other stuff, including my dog. But here now with a message is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend, a guy I've worked with and love, the great John Fogerty, who then, along with his kids, performs a wonderful Bill Withers cover, Lean on Me, on Band Central Radio, right here on WPKN.
We are living in a remarkable time. Protesters all across America and around the world are standing up against the evil that is racism. I'm so proud of the young people of this generation for reminding us all who we are. Now, some people will say, "Oh, John, I wish you wouldn't get political." Kind of like shut up and dribble. But this isn't about politics. It's about human rights. It's about empathy. It's about compassion.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you care. If there are things you need to borrow, for no one can fill those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother, if you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. Just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm just up the road, I'll share your load. If you just call me, lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean.
John Fogerty and family on Band Central Radio, WPKN 89.5 in Bridgeport. Lean on Me, sitting on a very nice bluff overlooking California, his house. The majesty of that song, I don't think, can be lost on anyone. If you want to see that video performed, go to YouTube, search John Fogerty, Lean on Me, and you will see what you just heard. It's pretty special. All right, joining us now, the one, the only, Rob Fried, my usual co-host, who is winding down his sheltering elsewhere. We can't call it sheltering in place because I think that connotes an active shooter, but Rob is joining us on the show. How's it going, Rob?
Good, Andy. I want to hear how you're doing, and I also am really curious how your COVID dog Zoom is doing.
Well, I'm doing pretty well. You know, I kind of feel when I go out these days like I'm taking my life in my own hands a little less. I mean, I go out with gloves, mask. I've got the Purell in the car and the wipes, and I'm still doing all of that. But you know, when I hit the Stop and Shop or the Trader Joe's, and people get a little too close, I have a little less desire to just punch them right in the side of the head. You know,
and
Zoom
good.
Is
good. And how is Zoom doing?
Zoom's doing great. So for our listeners who might be just tuning in, or if you've listened to the show before, about 6 weeks ago, I got a little puppy. He's a Lhasa Apso, and his name is Zoom, to commemorate our time, because everybody is on Zoom taking meetings, and he's also very Zoomy variously during the day, and he is great. He is my thunder buddy. I get a chance to get up and give him a hug. He sleeps under my bed. I have a platform bed. So, you know, lights go out. He jumps off the top of the bed where we were just hugging, and he's under the bed the whole night, and he's trained. I mean, the guy, he just turned 6 months old, and he's pretty much perfectly housebroken, and he's wonderful. So I think it was
except for when I came over the other day, Zoom wanted nothing to do with me. So we got a warm Zoom up to Uncle Robbie.
Yeah. So basically, that's true. Rob came over. We sheltered in place together. We mostly, adhered to certain protocols, but you know, I don't have it, and I know you don't have it, so we're good. And Zoom, who has not been around a lot of people, there really aren't a lot of folks coming up to my place. That breed in particular is a palace and a monastery dog by DNA from Tibet. And so they're used to sort of being weary of strangers. And in COVID time, wow, it's just, it's a little trickier to get him over the hump. But he's going to love Uncle Rob the way Uncle Rob deserves to be loved.
Oh, thank you. And you got a little birthday coming up in a couple weeks, right? You gearing up for that? I know you sometimes have a little weirdness leaning up to your birthday.
Yeah,
I've
been certainly weird. We're not going to talk numbers this year, but it's apparently, and I just did a reading the other day, the month leading up to your birthday generally puts you in your 12th house in your astrological year. And that's the year, that's the house of reflection and connection and looking back at unseen things and all that sort of stuff. So I've been depressed at AF. You know, I had a big split over the summer, and we might touch on that a little bit in a minute. And, you know, just kind of feeling a little melancholy. I went to old neighborhoods where I used to live and old houses that I used to own. And I probably shouldn't have done some of that, yet I did it, and I do feel like some of that has lifted. You know, it's a strange time. This past Saturday was the summer solstice, and it was really an important summer solstice. We have a lunar eclipse this past Thursday. Mercury went into retrograde. So there's a lot of factors going on. It's kind of a lot at once, if you want to know the truth.
Right.
And I'd say it's pretty much a crazy time.
It's a crazy time. And it's the best of times and the worst of times. You know, like you say, there's stuff going on around your birthday that's, you know, planetary shit. And at the same time, you know, summer is the best of times. And, you know, you think about summer festivals. I think of all the summer festivals you've produced in your career and how summer is typically the best of live music.
It is.
I could, of course, ramble on. Do you want me to give you a quick update on everything going on with Band Central?
Yeah, that would be great. I know there's some good stuff happening.
Yeah, we've been working on some cool stuff. You know, first off, we're working on a music series with the Maritime Aquarium down in Norwalk that's going to start virtual, and then it's going to segue to live performances at the aquarium. And by the way, the aquarium just opened this past weekend.
Right, and so we had Jason on not too long ago, and he was a great guest.
Yeah, Jason, the CEO from the Maritime Aquarium. And I think it's going to be cool, you know, because in the new normal, it'll be different checking out live music and musicians. So that, you know, Band Central putting a dozen or so of our musician troupe to work on the Maritime music series could be really exciting. We're also...
What does that look like, though? What does the Maritime music series look like? What is that going to be?
Well, as I mentioned, at first, they're actually going to be virtual performances. So if you go to the Band Central Facebook page and you look at the really cool video that Jim Clark just did to celebrate World Oceans Month, he played Otis Redding's Dock of the Bay with a really cool background. And it's going to be that kind of stuff. And then it'll segue to you go there and you're hearing Fuzz play a set of music in front of the Shark Tank, you know, just sort of integrating the Maritime experience with live music, which they're very interested to do as well. So it's kind of an evolution for the museum.
Yes, Fuzz should be playing in front of the Moloks because they're very fuzzy.
Oh, and the other thing I'm excited about is you and I with PJ co-led a music and healing workshop for cancer survivors.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of our important nonprofit partners, Mission and Ann's Place, they're hard at work here in Connecticut providing inspiration to cancer survivors. So I'm really excited. We're all kind of reviewing and debriefing the most recent workshop we did. And I'm looking forward to coming out to more virtual workshops that cancer survivors, you know, and other people interested in the connection between mind, body, music, and healing can be involved with.
I understand that Band Central is also working phenomenally well with our donors to pivot into a new level of giving and a new appreciation for what giving looks like.
Yeah, you know, people have been tipping more. People have been thinking about other people. And you know, our outreach to our donors, people who want to contribute to the Band Central Fund at the Fairfield County's Community Foundation, and all the work we've been doing has been strong. You know, one thing, you know, that I don't want to be remiss in not mentioning as we're talking, you know, as we're talking about all these external things, Andy, you and me, Paula and Audrey, the whole Band Central team, we've been spending time also in introspection to deepen our understanding of the tide that is turning on racism.
Yes.
The injustices and the challenges that our Black and Brown communities face, and really with a certain amount of humility, looking at what can we do as Band Central to bring light and repair to the world. So that, you know, that's important to mention as another Band Central update. And I think, you know, people are interested. The Band Central Facebook page has been really active with some cool content. So that would be a really cool place to go visit. Experience Band Central on Facebook.
Right. It's Experience Band Central on Facebook and experiencebandcentral.com. And man, there's been just a whole bunch of great content going up there. So if folks are really interested in what we're doing, I think that's a great place to go.
Absolutely. Now, I know we just got a few minutes here, and I want to tell you about an event and all our listeners that's happening this coming Thursday.
Yes.
So we Band Central are hosting what I believe will be an unforgettable online gathering for the Center for Family Justice. And it's a 30-minute meeting, and it's going to be streaming live on Facebook with special performances by Band Central musicians Christine Ullman, our fave, the Beehive Queen from the Saturday Night Live band, and Ben Jaffe, the music director and leader of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. So there's no admission charge. You just go to centerforfamilyjustice.org, centerforfamilyjustice.org. You bring your own snacks, drink, and guess what? I'm the special guest MC, and I actually play a song as well.
I love that.
And the thing I want to say about this, Andy, you know, when it comes to abuse, you know, sexual abuse, physical, domestic abuse, it's never easy, but it's even worse during a pandemic. Because during these times, abuse increases, and then the resources available for the victims actually decreases. So in the month of April alone, I just saw these numbers, calls in Connecticut to domestic violence hotlines increased by 54%.
Wow.
And so, you know, the Center for Family Justice is giving its clients, you know, safety and security to face this need, you know. And so what's going on Thursday is this goal of raising, you know, $10,000 more by the end of June.
Right.
And, you know, you and I know a lot of the local nonprofits. I would imagine you'd agree with me that the Center for Family Justice is run by a really capable leader in Deb Greenwood.
Sure is.
And a great staff. And this is, you know, it is really one of the gems in our community.
It sure is. Those guys are amazing. We've done a number of benefits for them. And they just keep showing up and getting down and doing good, which is our thing every year, every day of every year.
So that is the Band Central couple minutes. And I'm wishing everybody a great summer. Before I sign off, I just wanted to say, you know, I know you, you know, I my heart's with you. I know you've been going through a breakup with your gal over the last few months. It hasn't been easy.
Yeah. I mean, it got, you know, my birthday is coming up July 1st. So happy birthday to me. Last week, first of all, I moved out in August, right? So it's been a while. And
right.
Last Sunday, I got a text from somebody that I know, and then I got another text from somebody that I know asking me if I was okay and is everything all right and, you know, how am I taking it? And I'm like, what are you people talking about? Well, apparently, after doing some digging and getting some more information, I learned that my ex, who will forever be nameless, had gone public on Facebook like a right proper middle schooler. And by the way, people that are on Facebook like that really have no life, announcing that she's madly in love with some new dude and he's her spiritual partner and all this other stuff. And I don't take that away from her, but it just all felt kind of crappy and creepy. And then the funny thing is, one of the people that reached out to me said, I think your ex has come out. And I'm like, that really? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not sure that's accurate. And, it, you know, I sat with that for about a minute until I saw some physical evidence of what was going on. And I'm like, no, it is not. It's not a lady. That is a dude. You know, my friend thought it was a gal, which is bizarre. So in honor of, you know, life has to keep going. I'm trying to keep it healing and clearing, but in honor of that particular situation, and thank you so much, Rob, for sharing and being the person that you are. and doing what you're doing.
Letting, everybody says let go, let go. Letting go is not, not easy sometimes.
It's not easy.
I've watched you go through the stages of this, So,
and it's funny.
There's still some grief.
Yeah, and the ex just, anecdotally thinks I'm a psycho for having any feelings about it, but that's fine, whatever. Before we go out, I also want to add one thing, not about my, interesting, if not depressing, situation there. You've started to play out a little bit. You and the Bone Dry duo, you and Barry have been sort of putting your toe in the water, and it's been fantastic. Do you guys have any gigs coming up over the next couple of weeks we can announce, or should people check out your website for what might be coming up?
Yeah, that's the best thing, is go to bonedryband.com. I think the next sort of cool one that we're doing is on July 10th. We've got a private and so forth, but on July 10th in the evening, it's a Friday night, Reverie Brewing Company, which is in Norwalk, Newtown. Reverie Brewing Company.
That's
in Newtown.
A great place.
We're playing in their beer garden.
So that's a good time.
That Friday night, that's a really good time. But yeah, live music is starting to come back in a limited socially distancing way. And yeah.
So be safe doing that. But if anybody wants to check that stuff out, please do. And so, in honor of the texts and the calls I got not that long ago about my ex now being madly in love 1 hour later after breaking up, metaphorically, it's been almost a year, here are Aerosmith and Dude Looks Like a Lady. right. That's the great Aerosmith on Band Central Radio, 89.5 WPKN in Bridgeport. Listening live on WPKN.org. I am Andy Cattison, and this is our show. You're listening to Band Central Radio. And that one goes out to my ex and her weird-looking boyfriend, because the dude looks like a lady. I don't mean to be sour grapes, but we're talking about truth. So that is my truth, and I had to play that song. You know, life is messy and life is interesting. This is our show about truth. Band Central likes to get in there and get things going. More people would learn from their mistakes if they weren't so busy denying them. I like that one. Denying the truth doesn't change the facts, Mr. President. Three things cannot be long hidden: the sun, the moon, the truth. Hey, listen, I'm still smarting from choices I've made in my life, but I'm coming to terms with that right now. I'm feeling really good. I have love in my life. How about that? The day after Father's Day, what a wonderful thing. Great kids, incredible friends, and just maybe an important special friend. Yep, that's right. More on that in the future. Hey, listen, here's another good one. The truth doesn't cost anything, but a lie could cost you everything. Check out Band Central on Experience Band Central on Facebook and experiencebandcentral.com. Speaking of truth, I just saw a movie that I got to talk about. It's called The King of Staten Island, and it stars Pete Davidson from SNL. He's the guy that famously dated Kate Beckinsale and Ariana Grande and other beautiful women, Kaya Gerber, and he's a pretty interesting guy. Talk about a guy that's full of truth. His dad died in 9/11. He was a firefighter, and he grew up on Staten Island, and he suffers from depression, but he also got on Saturday Night Live at the age of 20. Anyway, Judd Apatow made his new movie about this guy. They wrote it together with another writer from SNL, and it's got one of these great casts. Marissa Tomei, who's looking better than ever. Steve Buscemi, who used to be a firefighter, and the comedian Bill Burr, who's really amazing. And what's cool is Universal has released this as a frontline movie for $20. So I think we should all support that. Hey, you can go to the movies right in your living room. So there's my truth about The King of Staten Island streaming right now. And no, we are not doing this as a commercial. Here's another truth. For many years, almost 16 years, I was at Sony Music. I wound up being executive vice president and had a few business divisions, and it was a really cool and amazing time in music. And I started out in the early 90s, and one of the first things I got to do is I got to go to California with the guys at Epic Records, part of the Sony constellation of labels. And I was thinking about the show the other day. We wound up going out to Indio, California to work with Pearl Jam. Now, these guys had some truths of their own. They didn't want to work at venues that had been booked by Ticketmaster. I don't really know why, but that was their thing. They also stopped making videos. Again, I don't really know why, but they're one of my favorite bands. And Eddie Vedder is one of the great singers of all time. Seems like they maybe couldn't fit in or wanted to make up some crap so that they could just be different. I don't really know that was their truth. But that date in Indio, California was the birth somehow of Coachella. This crazy thing happened. There I am on the lighting board watching the show out in the house, and it's not a house, it's a dirt field, and the lighting tower starts to sway. So I think I'm going to die. I jump off. The label guys jump off with me. We look at each other and we tear ass up to the stage and we get on stage with the band and we watch the whole show. And the inaugural Coachella Festival drew its origins from that concert. About 25,000 people were there. It was only 3 months after Woodstock 99. It happened on October 9th. At the Empire Polo Club, and the guys that founded Coachella were just standing there going, wow, this would be a great place to do a music festival, and I was there. That's a memory. That's my truth. And one of the things Pearl Jam wrote about, the song that almost took that lighting tower down, I guess you could say, if you're listening to this broadcast, you're still alive, and I'm still alive, and doesn't that matter? So here on Band Central Radio, WPKN, let's take a listen to Pearl Jam and Alive.
We'll be right back.
Band Central Radio on WPKN. This is Andy Cattison, listening on 89.5 and listening live on WPKN.org. Happy birthday to Paul McCartney, who turned 78 the other day. And too many people really does talk about what's going on around us now that stuff is reopening. There are just too many people forgetting where we've been. And in some of the southern states, they're going to feel it, and we don't want them to get sick and die. So everybody's still got to be smart and stay safe and do the same thing that they've been doing. And before that, Pearl Jam and Alive. And we're all lucky to still be alive. And this is our show about truth right here. We have COVID and we have protests and we have too many people. The truth is, I'd like to feature a nonprofit we've worked with, and that is Simply Smiles. Simply Smiles has a message. Simply Smiles works every day to end injustice. We stand in solidarity with those working and demonstrating to do the same in their communities. It's injustice that amplifies our society's weaknesses and the combat of injustice that demonstrates our strengths. There is much work for all of us to do. Please support struggles for equality, justice, and anti-racism anywhere and everywhere you are moved and able to do so. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. And there you go. There's some truth from Simply Smiles about their mission. Simply Smiles provides bright futures for children, families, and communities. They partner with populations in need to create physical and emotional environments where suffering is alleviated and from which local leaders can emerge. Their projects include Simply Smiles Children's Village, a first-of-its-kind international community of Native foster families serving the children most at risk on the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe Reservation in South Dakota. Simply Smiles has a holistic and dignified approach, and people, it is working. We need to help them to empower Indigenous people to chart their own course. The guy that runs Simply Smiles is Brian Nurnberger. He's been a guest on our show. In 2003, he founded Simply Smiles. And in 2013, he was given the Lakota name, Kante Waste Wikasa, which means kind-hearted man. I can pretty much say for certain, I will never be given a Lakota name. Please reach out to this incredible organization at simplysmiles.org. They are helping to combat other forms of racism with work they're doing, and they need your help. Every donation matters. We produced a themed event for them not long ago. It was our arena rock format, and we blew the doors off the house with Gray Fowler and Bill Wilson, Rob Fried, myself, and a whole bunch of other amazing musicians. From that show, with Truth as He Sees It, you may be right and I may be wrong. Here's Billy Joel on Band Central Radio.
Wasn't hurting it. for me, Jane. Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven.
Hey, Chuck Berry right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN 89.5. Andy Cattison with you, and that's our show. I put in Chuck Berry and Roll Over Beethoven because, you know, if it wasn't for Chuck Berry, I don't think rock and roll would be the same. So talk about a black life that mattered more than anything, but it wasn't until the Beatles showed up that I had ever heard of Chuck Berry, so that should tell you something. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. Check out experiencebandcentral.com and simplysmiles.org. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag stay safe. We at Band Central are wishing you all a very healthy and happy new summer season. Until next time.